Hello, everybody.
Hello. Yeah.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, we made it. It is so hectic here, but okay. At least we get to learn something.
Are you
Okay.
Jewish? Is that from home?
What?
That from home? Are you Jewish?
Okay, so let's start. So, what the
Ready?
number
Yeah,
with
I can do it. Is that from home you did a big issue yesterday?
yes,
Okay. So different backgrounds.
different background. Okay, anyway, so I was doing share today, and the fellows in share pointed out something interesting, so I'll share it with you people. Basically, we had a question that there was. And we I called it three against two, means that we had three rayas, no, three against one, I'm sorry, three against one, that we had three rayas that the Eishes Ach by Yibum is Hutra. And we had one place that Taiva seems to say it's Dechia. So that was the steer. What were the three?
Hutra.
I said the opposite wrong way. We had
Yeah,
three
I think
places
so.
that it's Dechia.
Yeah.
The not hutra, hutra, and one place that is hutra. I don't know if I said it wrong. I apologize. So the our Taivis and Daf Gimel sounds like it's Tachia. Taivis clearly in his Havamina learned it's Tachia. That's Beferish because Taivis Asakasha learned out from there that Essay Dechelos Bakaris. So obviously he's using the system of Tachia and
It
Pasha.
means enough Gimel by our choices.
Right, Gimel Mideis, yes. And Pasha, Stuyvesant's answer is not switching. The only thing he switches is that there's an extra motivation, it's also Bekach, and therefore it's there's if you wouldn't do it, it's just Bato Mitzvah Yibum. It doesn't say it's chaser, very chaser in his Lashon to say that he's switching to a whole new system called Hutra. He doesn't say such a thing. Okay. So that would be one mashmos. Is the Pashtus Taisus Daf Gimel? Rav Elchanan brings a raya from Taivis Av Hei, which sounds like a very good raya, because Taisus, let me just leave it for a second. We'll get back to it, and then we add a raya that brought also from the from Taisus on Nun Dawud. That was Aaron Herzberg, I think, brought from Taivis on Nun Dawud. And that's versus the Taivis and Chaf that's Asakasha. Why don't we say Nasa Gishu Chol Daver when it's an Isra Lav, Ramon Kohen Gadol? And he says, because it's not logical to say Nasa Gishu Chol Daver to matter the Isra if the Isra, the Bia Rishayna, was only Mutter because of Hutra, because of Techiah, because in Bia Shnia there's no Techiah, there's no Mitzvah. We only limit the din of Nasa Gishu Chol Daver that Bia Shnia is Mutter to a situation where Bia Rishayna was Mutter without Techiah. So it's Kamat Beferish that the Eishes Av is not removed with is Hutter, not Nitche. Right. That was a steer. Yeah, that's what we were left off yesterday. So the guys today, earlier, yesterday, this morning, pointed out that there's another stira, is that what of the from Taisus is Havamina Daf Hey, meaning let's go through the steps of Taisus and Daf Hey. Taisus, the Gemara says that you can learn out Essay Deichelosa say, not courage, it's a regular Essay Deichelosa say from Kalayim B'Tzitzis. There's a pasuk that says that you can have Kalayim by Tzitzis. What's it? Because the essay of Tcheles, whatever, it sits us in a situation, could be Deichem. So, Frektai, is a Kasha, how can you learn out from Kalayim? It sits us. Kalayim is a more cow Isser, because we find some places that the Isser Kalayim is of Shatnez is Hutra. Where do we ever find that it's Hutra? By Big Day Kahuna. That Big Day Kahuna is Shatnez. So you see that the Isser Kalim is Hutra, one place. Once you see it's Hutra in one place, that's an indication that the Isser is more cow. And therefore, it's even easier to do also as a Daichalosa say. It seems to be Taivis is Kasha. Advertises you made a mistake by Big Day Kuna. Is that working through the system of Dechia, of Hutra? It's Kuba also, there also is working through the system of Dechia. In fact, it seems to be the Taivis asking Akasha himself, how can I tell you it's working through Dechia? If it's working through Dechia, so why didn't the Gemara learn out from there that Esei Daichalosa say, Bishlamo, according to my Havamina, that it's working through a system of Hutra? So it's good they didn't learn out from their Esei Daichalosa say. But according to my Maskana, that they're learning out a system of that's working through a system of Dechia, so why didn't they learn out Esei Daichalosa say? And for Taisis, because it's Mitzvah Sobekach. So you see, says Rabbi Chanan, that mitzvah sobekach, and he says that it's just like by the Eish Yisach by Yibam. So Rabbi Chanan says, you see, that mitzvah, you have Esei Daichalosa say, and mitzvah sobekach. So that's the same thing by Yibam. Okay. So the guys ask, which I think is a pretty good question, why did Taivis and his Havamina think that the Kavoyim by Big Day Kuna is Hutra? After all, in our Taisis and Daf Gimel on the days, Taivis asked Akasha, learn out from Yibum, Esei Daichalosa Shesh Bekaris. He could have answered the question in Hutra. He doesn't answer that. It's obviously, he doesn't even entertain that in his question, for sure. He didn't even entertain Hutra as a possibility. He thought it's a Davar Pashit, that it's working through the system of Esei Daichalosa Sei Shesh Bekaris. We're saying that Taivis' answer doesn't switch. So that means that Taivis and that Gimel assumes that when you see that it's a case of Mitzvah Sobekach, that you assume that it's Dechia, not Hutra. So why did Taivis have a Havamina to assume and Adav Hey to think that by Big Day Kuhuna, it's Hutra. And then he had Mechadish, it's not Hutra, it's Dechia. Why would he, by Eish Yisach, he never entertained the possibility that it's Hutra. If you would say Hutra, that would have answered his Kasha. You know, it's like opposite Havaminas. So by Eish Yisach, Taivis takes a Dever Poshet, that it's Dechia. And that's why he asks his Kasha. And he never falls off of that Pashtas. And by Kaloyim Bitzitzis, his natural assumption, Kaloyim by Big Day Kuhuna, his natural assumption was that it's Hutra, and it's only Mikarach HaHechroch, he had to be Mechadish, and it's only Tachiyah. Right, that was the question you asked me today.
Right, but L'chayr, one is a Maisa Mitzvah, that's why Taisa even says Ha'ara, you could break it down to the Ha'ara Shabbai. Right, Ata Gemar, but Levisha is not a Maisa, it's a Maisa during the Maisa of Avoida. So he has, that's not called a Maisa. Somebody mentioned even like putting it on and taking it off. Well, over here, we're wearing it. I think this is Shai Gassar. You're talking about how long you wear it for, wear it after the Maisa, and not after you have to take it off. I'm just saying that's a Levisha. Tyson's can't, the Havmina certainly would make sense to say, and when the Torah said to wear it, you wear it. It's not a Maisa. You don't start rolling up the levisha or the belt. I think it's the belt is the shanas. I think it is.
Well, I didn't hear. What's the difference? The avera is when you wear it. Is it you're over?
No, over here the levisha. Right, but over there you're not. It's not a maisa. That's a 1 second avoid. It's not like shaking a lulav. Over there you're constantly wearing it. It doesn't make sense that the Torah would think it's not a maisa shabbai. It's not a maisa. One thing is interacting with the other. A levisha is a levisha that you're wearing the entire time, especially during the avoida, where they could wear it even when it's not b'shas avoida. They're not eating and they're not doing avoida the entire time, and yet they're still wearing it. The pashtus is hutro over there by far. I'm saying it's not a one time maisa. Taisus breaks down
mutter even when you're not doing the avoida, but Eish Yisach is also mutter even after you fulfilled the mitzvah yibum, as megarsha v'gedo machzira. So
that's a kasha. The Taisus has to find out in Daf Chaf that because even a ara should be be'etzem, we should say just the ara is mutter. Taisus looks at it that just the aura, it's a one maisa, that's really what it should but be. But we're just trying to figure out even weiter.
The maisa, at the end of the day, by Eishazach, we say, Megarsha Vegeta Machzira. And still, Taisus' assumption is that it's the Chia, not Hutra. So even though the Heter, you keep on doing Bias, and you keep on doing Bias, and Taisus still thought that it worked through the Chia. And at least the initial Heter is the Chia. And then somehow or another, it continues. So why can't we learn that Avodah is the same thing?
Again, Pashas, the name of Baal Batish, whatever you call it, one's a Maisa. Whether you do it once, twice, it's a Maisa that's the Chia. It's not a Pula of Levisha where you're living like that. It's like breathing. While a person's breathing, it should be the Chia. It's very hard to understand that Kol Neshima would be the Mahus of it is to say it's Hutra because we're allowing it. That's not a Maisa, Shabbat. The Maisa is the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, the Shechting, whatever. But we're saying we're it during the whole entire time. To say that every punkt, every single second, and we're doing the chia is very hard to take that on.
Yeah, I'm not sure why not though. Why is it different than by Yibam? Every got bia, and it's the chia. There it says it starts the chia and then moves to Hutra. I don't know how it works. Starts the chia. Moves to Hutra. I had to think. Starts the fear. That's the fear. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not convinced yet.
Rebbe? I mean, just very balabatish. Why can't we say that Taisus and Daf Chaf is going with the Maskana of Daf Hey?
But
very balabatish.
Yeah, the Maskana of Daf Hey is that
it's Chia, right?
Yes, but that's good with the
Maskana. And that's the Habamin and Daf Chaf.
And that also seems in Maskana of Daf Gimel. But the Kash is Daf Hey Chaf, Taisus says it's Hutra, not the Chia.
Oh, Chav says Hutra. I'm sorry. I missed it.
And Daf Chav said, why do we say Nasa the Kishra to call Dover to allow Biashnia by Eshazach, and we don't say it to allow Biashnia by Grusha to Kohen Gadol? His answer is because Grusha to Kohen Gadol, the Bia Rishayin that was only Techia. So therefore, right. We're not going to allow it in Biashnia. But yeah. Eshazach was a Hutra. So since you didn't need Techia,
What's the source of Nasa Ishtel Chodover?
It's based on a Pasuk.
Yes. Based on a Pasuk, even though Taivis says that Biashnia, Taivis at least says that for Biashnia, you wouldn't even need a Pasuk. It's only for Megarsha. Taivis makes a Diak. I'm not sure whether every Taivis agrees with it, but Taivis makes a diak that the drasha is only for Megarsha, Megeta, Machzira. But the Biashnia is Taivis on Chesam with Beis. That for Biashnia, you wouldn't even need a pasik. Biashnia, he says, it's even without a pasik.
If Nasa Ishtel Chaldover is based on a pasik, could we say the same svara that we said on Dav Dalad, on Dav Gimel, that every mitzvah has to have a kiyum, every pasik has to have a kiyum? So you need to do, Taisus says, and Daf Chaf is also learning the Chia, but by the basic Eish Esach, if you're not going to say Nasa Ishtel Lecholdover, you're never going to have a Kiyum of that Pasuk.
A Kiyum of what Pasuk?
Whatever the source of Nasa Ishtel Lecholdover is.
Yeah.
So the same way you need to say the Chia, because Mitzvah Sei Bekach, you need to say Nasa Ishtel Lecholdover in that case.
But then Taisus Kasha was, so apply it to the Almana calling God also. So his answer was, where did I get the Lashon? the Eino Nasis Kishto, we only say Nas Kishto, Ela Hechid Sharei Bilal Tachia. So he's saying that when it's not, when Chai, by a normal case of Yibum, it's Sharei Bilal Tachia, says Beferish.
Well, that's the question, but maybe he means Hechid Sharei Bilal Tachia, or you have another overriding factor called Mitzvasei Bekach.
Not what he says. He says Hechid Sharei Bilal Tachia. He didn't say that. He said that you have to, that's what he says. He said that we, and only mutter when it's sharei below tachiyah. And by chai v'lavim, it's not sharei below tachiyah. Right, if he would have said that chai v'lavim is not mitzvah v'kach, and this is mitzvah v'kach, yeah, that would have been good. But that's not what David says. So what comes out, okay, unless, and maybe Shmuel, there's something that Shmuel says, but superficially, for the sake of superficial simplicity. So it's three against two. In other words, there are three indications that it's Tachia. Taisvis, Dav Gimel, Omebei, Darwin, Taisvis on Dav Hei, the Maskana, says clearly it's Tachia. And Taisvis on Nun Darwin, seemed to say Tachia, which we never really went through that Taisvis, but it seemed that way. And there are two indications that it's Hutra. One is Taisus and Afkaf says it's Farish, it's not working through the Chiyah. It says it's Befarish.
Rebbe?
And two is Taisus is Havamina, the Taisus Havamina, that he assumed that Big Day Kahuna is Hutra. Apparently, the assumption is that the automatic default is Hutra, not Tachia. Okay, yes. Amen. You okay?
Yeah. No, I was just trying to say is that I'm just trying to figure out. Actually, I'm just by Big Day Kahuna, does Taisus have the same svara of Imkain but the mitzvah? In other words,
yeah, that doesn't bring on. David says it's mitzvah sabekach. You have the same svara. Yes.
Does he add in those words that Rebbe says?
Does he add in those words? I don't think he added those words.
I'm saying because that's missing. Rebbe saying that the mitzvah sabekach is from that motivation.
Okay, but that's not so fair because he said it before. Maybe we'll just see what he does. Yeah, sure. Yeah, yes, he did. The Rabban the Mitzvahs Mekach. I think he does say those words. There he doesn't say it, but then later he says it. I don't know. You have to read the Taltaisis. And the immediate line, he just says, Mitzvahs Mekach, Obinion Ariyevshikai Mitzvahs. But then later in Taisis, he talked about Butler Mitzvah, so okay. I don't know. All right, anyway, so that's the kasha. So anyone have any brainstorms to answer these kashas? All right, I see. So I don't know. So I saw in a cipher. We won't name, well, even in a nameless cipher, because okay. What?
I'm saying we did make a middle level. I know Rebbe brought the Rebbe Chanan discussed it. I think a little bit different than the Rafi is that there is such a thing as a superpower dechia.
Yeah, but that won't help us, I don't think, because Taisus, I didn't seem to answer the question, because Taisus and Afkav says that it's first of all, I don't know which one is going to help us. Taivis and Davchav, Lashon is that you're not using the Chiyah. Doesn't sound like you're using a superpower, the Chiyah.
So that we could be Madcha. Rebbe said there's such a thing called being Madcha. You don't have to necessarily be smooth, but you could be Madcha, one because of three. I don't know about three because of two.
So that's a pretty bad
Tachia. It is classic Tachia versus...
It's a pretty bad Tachia. It's saying that the Tachia makes Hutra. You can't say Sharei below Tachia. Forget, you need the Tachia. It's just after the dechia, you end up with a hutra, but you can't say sharinei bedal dechia if dechia was the first step. It's pretty bad daichik. It also wouldn't help for the question that the guys are asking today, because Taibis and Itav Amina clearly thought that Big Day Kahuna is Hutra, and you cannot learn out Essay Daichalosa say from there. Because it's only after Taibis answered that it's not Hutra, it's Tuchia, then Taibis asked Akasha, why don't you learn out from there Essay Daichalosa say? That means that Taibis, Hutra, and Itav Amina thought that since it's Hutra, you can't learn out. So you see that Taisus on Daf Hey assumes Hutra, and you can't learn out. Yet Taisus on Daf Gimel assumes that it's Dechia, and you could learn out. So it's not so good. Okay, anyway. I saw is, this is, name.
One more line. Does Rebbe see two different levels of the Dechia, of one where they clash and one where it's in Cain Batel Mitzvah? I mean, are those two different levels, or Rebbe doesn't see the two different levels?
I don't know.
That, one, I say the say by I don't know, a client betzitzes is a say the chalosa say. Things that classic are say the chalosa says, and then there's a say the chalosa say where Taisa says in Cain Batel Mitzvah.
So that's the way we're learning. Batel Mitzvah is only a stronger motivation. It's just the same mechanism. It's just a stronger motivation. So that you can't prove one from the other, because maybe we only do when there's a stronger motivation. But a nice, it's working the same way. Okay, anyway, I saw the following idea in the Sefer. Obviously, it's debatable. He wanted to say it like this. It's just a suggestion. I don't know if it works out answering all the questions, some of the questions, or none of the questions. He says, taking Taibis and Daf Gimel, the starting point is that Taibis assumes Dechia, right? Because Hutra is a Chiddush. Hutra is a Chiddush. And therefore, the assumption is working through the simple system of Essay Daicha Lose Shesh Bakaris. I ain't Essay Daicha Lose Shesh Bakaris. So we learn out from here the Koa Tarakula that Essay Daicha Lose Shesh Bakaris. Fine. Now comes along Taibis and answers. So you can learn out from here that Essay Daicha Lose Shesh Bakaris, because there is a pircha that over here there's a stronger motivation, because mitzvah sabikach. Therefore, now that it's mitzvah sabikach, you can no longer learn out to call Tarakula Essay Daicha Lose Shesh Bakaris. So I want this as far as say. So now we got a problem. So now it comes out. If we can't learn out from here, Essay Daicha Lose Shesh Bakaris, so you're innocent till proven guilty, whatever the expression is. So we pass King Bitaris Vadai that ain't Essay Daicha Lose Shesh Bakaris. So if now that we're passed, because there's no source to say it's Daicha. So now that we're passed King Bitaris Vadai is that ain't Essay Daicha Lose Shesh Bakaris. So when we read Yibum, it's strange. How come Yibum, your mouth to the Eshesach? Tara says, you'll say Hutra. Ooh, Hutra's not. So, I'm sorry, you'll say Dechia, because mitzvah so bekach. But that's not such a glatt svara. That's a daichik. So we might be more inclined to switch to Hutra. Right? Let's try to say that once more. You know, it's a svara mitzvah so bekach. Doesn't necessarily mean it, whenever you ask a pircha, pirchas are not always, it doesn't mean the pircha is a gevaldik svara, and the most, well, it's a straw that might have broken the camel's back. But you ask a pircha, you see that the camel couldn't carry 5,000 pounds. You want to learn out that it can't carry 9,999. It's not mukra. Maybe it's a straw that broke the camel's back. So you're right. It's not mukruch. But the probability is that a straw doesn't break a camel's back. So if you see that, so therefore, it makes you, after the fact, you really have a kasha. Why is it that when it was carrying, you know, 4,999, it was good, and 5,000 is no good. Don't tell me straw broke the camel's back. I know that's daichik. We don't want to assume that, right? So even though it's a pircha that you can't learn out, but it doesn't mean it's mistaver that that's the real hesber. So once the din, once we come along and we paskin based on this pircha, and now there's no source. So we paskin ain esay doicha lofe shesh bakares. So we have a tremendous kasha. So how was esay by eshesach the yibum after b'doicha? You say mitzvah so b'kach. Ooh, I don't like that svara. That's a doichik svara. So maybe at the end of the day, Tavis doesn't say this in our Tavis. It's not relevant. Tavis was not discussing what happens afterwards. So our Tavis would be Maida, that at the end of the day, now that we're paskling ain esay doichik osay shesh b'kares, we're going to be, it's mistavra to switch to hutra.
It's circular. The word for it. You can't be that. We can't. Tyson wants it to be the Rebbe to teach everything out. And that can't work out because it's mitzvah so bekach. And im kein batl mitzvah, right? But no, but Taka, now that we're such a, you can't use it as a Rebbe. Okay. It's not even true. Doesn't make sense.
Okay, true. Sounded good.
Rebbe used this before.
Okay, I used it before, so I can use it again.
I think Rebbe used this idea in Talk for Coin, maybe, or somewhere. I think Rebbe used this idea before.
I don't remember. We're saying that a pircha is a din in Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrashet Ba, that you can't learn out the Mamatzina when there's a pircha. But it doesn't mean that pirchas are logical, are mistabra. Pirchas are the most, are daichik svaras. They're very unlikely. So at the end of the day, once we come along with the halacha that ein esay doicha losay shesh makares, we're left with a tremendous kasha. What's pshat in yibum? Why is yibum mutter? Very doichik to say it's mutter because mitzvah so bekach. It's a doichik svara. It's enough to ask a pircha, but it's a doichik svara. So therefore, at the end of the day, we have to switch to Hutra. That's the most logical.
Why did Tysus, Gufa asked that kasha? Why did Tysus first ask that we should learn out from it? Why didn't Tysus, according to Rebbe, can understand Menei Obey how it works?
Because if you could learn out, then it would be fine. Hutra is also a daifik svara. So the normal thing to do is to say that it's working through the system of essay daifik and laws to say, and learn out to everywhere essay daichalos and sheish bakares, and then it's very nice everywhere. There's no daichik. This is a rule in Shas that essay Torah has a rule in essay daichalos and sheish bakares. Fine, there's nothing daichik about that. But once we can't learn out, now this is going to be an exception. Ko Torah kula ain essay daichalos and sheish bakares, and only over here and by Big Day Kuda is going to come out that Essay Daichalos and Shesh Bakares. So that's Daichik. So therefore, we'd rather switch and say that it must be Zemin the Fun that is working through Hutra. Hutra is a Daichik Svara. We would have never assumed Hutra on our own. But now we have a Hefra, we have no Breira. How else can we explain? And I shouldn't have brought in Big Day Kuda because I'm not, forget it, it doesn't work for Big Day Kuda. But in other words, this would resolve the stira between Taifas and Daf Gimel and Taifas and Daf Lamed and Daf Chav. That Taifas, that's the only thing it would resolve. That Taifas and Daf Gimel seems to be working with Techia, and Taifas and Daf Chav says it's Hutra, not Techia. There is Tovis and Daf Gimel is before the last step. It's working out. How did Chazal know? Why didn't Chazal make a drasha? But once we have Tovis' maskana that we can't make a drasha because it's mitzvah sabikah, so the next step after Tovis answers, Tovis never discusses the next step. Once we bring in mitzvah sabikah, then the next step is to assume hutra.
And then Nundal, he forgot about it?
We're not against the Nandawin. We didn't answer, not answering the Nandawin. The Nandawin is okay also, I think. It's maybe, hey, we're not necessarily good. But okay,
can we talk about this Chiddush, this rule for a moment? Mm-hmm. First of all, the logic that the Pircha is enough to be a Pircha, but not enough to be able to stand on its own, that sounds like a very big Chiddush. If the Gemara
fails, it's not enough to stand on its own, is that we'd rather give a different Svara. You have to give them, when you see a din, you're obligated to explain it the most logical way. So if you could explain it that it's illogical, across the board, that's the most logical. Because then there's a universal principle, if once you admit that it's not universal, so the possibility of Hutra is more logical than the possibility of Mitzvah Sobekah.
So two comments, two horrors. First of all, if it's enough of a Pircha to say that I can't learn it out, then but who said that there's a different standard of what's enough to be a Pircha and what's enough to be a reasonable Chiluk? If it's enough to shlug up the limud, so I'd say, fine, that means it's substantial, and I'm very happy to say that it's doiche where it's mitzvah sebekach and not where it's not. And the second horror is that...
And he said that there's a raya from Takva Kai.
Okay, fine. So I'm happy to hear the raya. And the other thing is, who said that we're passing b'toyra zvadai? We don't have a raya. If you had Taka b'feirish apostat toys mechadesh, a mission that says, einase doicha loy seishas v'koreis, b'melchem she'e mitzvah sebekach, then I hear. But there's such a thing as, I don't know, I have no raya to it. The raya, the period, the limud is slugged up. That doesn't in of itself
create a raya against it. According to you, you're telling me halacha l'maisa, at the end of the day, it's a suffix if esei doicha l'osei sheish b'koreis.
I don't believe
if the guy would go ahead and do esei doicha l'osei sheish b'koreis, he would be chai a korban.
Definitely,
that's
not what I'm saying.
You bring a korban on a koreis.
I'm not saying
at the end of the day, we passed him at Torah's Vaday that ain't essay dachalate shesh makari. So the pircha, the fact that there's a pircha, makes that we passed him at Torah's Vaday that's not daicha.
I'm not sure that I would use the words of Torah's Vaday. Halacha lamaisa, the rules of psak are 100%, I agree, it's Torah's Vaday. But that emerges from the fact that we have no source to say it's daicha. We're not sure what the real kayach is. So without a source,
okay, now that we pass in Vadai, so obviously the Psak agrees with right. Once the Klalei Halacha says that we should bask in Torah's Vadai, that it's not Daicha, and therefore you're Chayev a Korban, which otherwise would be an Avera of Kudim Bazara, if you go ahead and do Esei Daicha Lothe Shesh Bokares. So that means that the Emes is that it's not Daicha.
But that MS emerges from the fact that you don't have a conclusive proof, and therefore Hilchas Psak say...
This is the conclusive proof. The fact that that's a Psak is a conclusive proof.
I'm not sure why we say that. I would say it a little differently.
But otherwise, it'll be Chudin Azara.
No, I'm agreeing.
The fact that the Psak is that you have to bring a Korban is a conclusive proof that Ein Esei Daicha Lothe Shesh Bekaris, and that's the MS.
It's a conclusive proof that the halacha lemaisa is that way. That's true, but it's not a conclusive proof that in Svara it wouldn't be. Just we have no proof that it is. So when you have no proof that it's daicha, the halacha is that way. But to say, well, once the halacha is that way, where you have no proof, so go to the next level, you do have proof. It's a very small difference. So
yeah, that sounds good to me, because we're passing, once that's a halacha, then we know that's Vaday the way it is. That's the only thing I'm disagreeing with you. Once a halacha is passing that ain't essay dada shem nekarek, then we're no longer in suffix. When you're innocent till proven guilty, then you're Vaday innocent.
How do we get from that to Hutra?
I was saying that we're trying to understand Yibum. The Torah said that you can go ahead and be with the Eishes Ach. There's an Isser Eishes Ach. So the simple pshat is Esei Doichel Osei Shesh Bekaris. Right? Simple pshat. And you'll learn out from there, Amam Asinu, Binyanav, the Kol HaTarikula.
Now it's done.
Esei Doichel Osei Shesh Bekaris. But now Taifa says you can't learn out from there to everywhere else. Why not? Because there's a pircha. Pircha means that maybe, it's maybe a far-fetched svara, but there's enough of a maybe that stops you from being able to learn. That
maybe,
therefore, the din is that you can't learn out. Now that you can't learn out,
yes.
But we know for sure the halacha is ein esei doicha lo teshesh bekaris. So now that the halacha is paskin ein esei doicha lo teshesh bekaris, so we have a kasha. So how come by yibum you can be miyabim? I ain't esei doicha lo teshesh bekaris. But that's really not such a great svara. That's a daichik. It's a possibility. It's possible to say what?
What's a better svara?
A better svara is hutra.
So if that's a better svara, why can't that in itself be the pircha?
Because it's not. I don't know.
If we're using hutra at the end because it's better, why can't we use that in itself to be a pircha on the limud in the first place?
No, because
if we think it's hutra, hutra definitely doesn't apply in all those other cases.
No, I'm saying because hutra is also not a good svara. So the assumption, the when we say a din, we have to explain it logically. That's the way that Torah works. You look at a din, you try and explain it logically. Then you go ahead and you make a binyan up. So we say the din of the yibum eshes, that you're allowed to be with the eshes ach. The most logical explanation is esei doicha lo teshesh bekaris, not hutra. Therefore, you're allowed to assume that that's what's pshat there, and you make a binyan up to everywhere else. But once you can no longer make a binyan av to everywhere else, because there's a pircha, then you have a choice of either a very daichik thing to say that only over here it doesn't, it's not true because mitzvah, it's daichik because of mitzvah, or hutra. So now you're forced to say hutra because it's of the choices that are left. It's the most logical choice.
So what allows me to say hutra here as opposed to any place else?
Because it's the most logical choice at this point in time. Once we reach a maskana that ain't esei doicha lo teshesh bekaris, and yet over here the Torah was
is hutra enough of a reason to explain why the lav is not, why it works here even though the lav is not doicha lo teshesh bekaris?
Yes, that's what we're trying to explain.
If it is a good enough reason to explain it, then it's a good enough reason to explain it why we can't learn out from here, Lashayesh Bakaris. No,
because we don't assume, so that's why we don't assume that that's pshat. There's a something, I'm saying we start out, we start out looking what's pshat. The assumption is it's essay deichalosa.
Most likely it's essay deichalosa. That's most likely.
Deichalosa is much more logical than hutra. Hutra is a daichik svara. So we're allowed to start out. We look at the Torah. We say, well, what's the Torah said? Yibum is you're allowed to eshesach. What's the pshat? Hutra, that sounds bad. And you're allowed to assume it's essay deichalosa. That's your starting point because that's the most logical pshat. It's just later on, after you can't learn out to everywhere else, then it becomes illogical. So you drop it because now that you can't learn out to everywhere else, so it becomes illogical.
Mitzvah Bekach is not a reason. It's just a pircha on an opinion of.
A pircha means that it's a possible reason, but it's relatively far-fetched. So therefore, it's not so mistara to say that that's the real reason. And therefore, we would, at this point in time, we would prefer to say hutra. So therefore, Taisus, even Taisus on Dab Gimel, at the very end, which is the end after Taisus says, and he says, he would agree that we switch to hutra. So that we start with, so therefore there's no stira between Taivis and Daf Gimel and Taivis and Daf Chav, because Taivis and Daf Gimel is talking to our whole Taivis before we get to the very end, where you could still say Esei Doicha Lo Teshesh Bekaris everywhere, So then that's the most logical approach. But once we get to the end and we don't say it's everywhere, then we switch to Hutra. That's the most logical approach.
Tosis meant that he shouldn't have said that in Daf Gimel?
It's not, Tosis is not relevant to Tosis. Tosis isn't discussing what happens at the end. There's no reason for him to discuss it because it's not relevant to his issue. Tosis' issue on Daf Gimel only was one question. Why don't you learn out from here Esei Tochel Ode Shesh Bakaris? So Tosis gives a beautiful explanation. What happens now that I have my explanation? What happens? That's not relevant to this Tosis. No reason for Tosis to go into it. But the emes is, we see from Daf Chaf that Chazal went ahead after they got to this point and they switched that if they assume that it's working through Hutra. And that's why they would say, Nasik Yishin Achol Dover.
And that's why Biashniya would be Mutter? Because Hutra is not a good enough reason to say that Biashniya is Mutter?
You need the Drasha of Nasik Yishin Achol Dover. But once.
I'm saying why Hutra would not be enough without Nasik Yishin Achol Dover?
Maybe not. You know, because it's only obviously it's Hutra only somehow the mitzvah makes the Hutra and then the Biashniya there's no mitzvah. So you know we Einanis is not Hutra and so it's only a Hutra b'makom mitzvah. So it's not so pashut, yes. Without the Pasik, I don't know. I would limit the Hutra.
I thought Rabbi said the Pasik only was only there to Machzor Gershaso.
Okay. Fine, that's also true. Fine, whatever that.
There were no other cases besides regular Eishasach. There's only one case. There's no other kareses involved in Yibam. So we would look at Eishasach and say it's Dechia, correct?
If the starting point, that's the thing, that would be the most logical approach and explain out from here, then we always do Dechia. That would be the most easy, the most glatt.
Before we get to learn out, if we were living in a world where there is no other case, there's only Eish HaSach, and there's not Shayach and Metzias, any other Kareses.
We would say that Svara, Esai could be Daichel Otei Shesh Bakare, so the Torah here is following a logical Svara that's always true.
So now,
once you find that Ein Esai Daichel Otei Shesh Bakare, so it doesn't make sense. So why here is a daicha? It's a kasha. The Torah holds the emes is that Esai can't be daicha l'otei shesh bakareis. So you got a possible answer that they was on steroids because they took a because it's a mid mitzvah. But that's a daicha. I'll give you an example, right? We're saying like this. We're saying that there's two guys playing basketball. I don't know my names of my famous basketball players. But what's his name? Famous basketball player? Come on, someone help me.
LeBron James,
okay. And he's playing against me. So the assumption is that now I win. So you say, oh, I'm a better player. So you say, let me say, I lost the husband already. So you say, nope.
Is the ABC example?
So maybe it's because I took steroids. And even though I'm not a better player, it's possible that I would win because I took steroids. And if I won the game. So first, your assumption is if I won the game, must be I'm a better player. That's the postures. So then we say, no, we know for sure you're not the better player. Say, well, maybe you won the game because you're on steroids. Possible, but it's not probable. If he's better than you, you give yourself a steroid, you're not going to win. So we want to find, I know, that's a bad example. So we'd rather find a better explanation. So the mitzvot l'bekach is like steroids, okay? But it's not a great explanation.
I understand. My problem is not looking for a better explanation. I understand that such a thing as a good explanation and a bad explanation, and it's always good to get the best explanation. The thing that's bothering me is, what's the hechrich here to look for a better explanation when all you have is an unknown? Like I was trying to say before,
I don't think it's unknown. I think that once we paskin, it becomes vaday. That's
by default because you don't have a raya. But that can't.
Because we don't have a raya, then that's a klal in the Torah. That if you don't have a vadai, this is vadai the halacha. So it's vadai. That's suffix. The Torah, I find an orange on a tree. There's no pasuk on the Torah that says an orange is aser. But there's no pasuk in the Torah that says an orange is mutter. So we have a rule that if it's no pasuk, then it's aser. So we don't, we have a suffix. So it's mutter. But you don't say that it's not vadai or it's vadai mutter. Maybe it's aser. No, once halacha is that you're allowed to assume it's mutter, it's vadai mutter. Because the Torah, if it was author, the Torah would have written that it's author. So if essay is daicha lozay sheish bekare, the Torah wouldn't have allowed the halacha to come out that it's not daicha. It just can't be. Well, this would answer dafcha. It would not answer the chayra. I have to figure this out. And the pashas would not answer Dav Hey, right? Because in Dav Hey, we have Kalayim Bitzitzis. Kalayim Bitzitzis over there. Again, what's happening over there? Kalayim Bitzitzis. Taiva says in his answer, Taiva thought it is Hamina than it's Hutra. Okay. Taiva's answer is that it's the Chiyo. Why does he say it answers the Chiyah? Oh, so that's very good because Fakir, it works out good. Taisus, in other words, the question by Kalayim Bitzitzis is different than if by Kalayim Bitzitzis, the Chiyah makes sense because we do all that say, in other words, it's only by this Svara that we said that at the end of the day, you switch to Hutra, that's only because we have a Kasha. Why else is a Mutter? Ain't Esei Dechad Osei Sheish Bakares.
So why did Tosfos say Hutra there?
Let me think this out while I said, I'm thinking. But by Big Day Kahuna, there's no Kasha why is a Mutter, because we do Paskin Apiemes Esei Dechad Osei Sheish. We learn out from Kalayim Bitzitzis Essay Daichalal Sasei. So at the end of the day, there's no problem in saying that Big Day Kuna is also because of Essay Daichalal Sasei. So therefore, Taisus is fine in saying that it's working through the system of Essay Daichalal Sasei. What?
It's not mitzvah sebekach. Taisus says in Daf Dalet, it's because it's not mitzvah sebekach by Klein Betzitzes.
Wait.
Taisus
is mitzvah
sebekach. Klein Betzitzes is not mitzvah sebekach because I could make it, but up there.
Big
Day Kahuna.
Big Day Kahuna.
Rabbi just said that Big Day Kahuna could be learned from Klein Betzitzes because.
Right. Big Day Kahuna can be learned from Klein Betzitzes with a Kalva Chaimer.
Right, that's not a low, it's not a yesh bakaris, right? It's not a low sasa sheish
bakaris. Not a low sasa bakaris, just shot this. So it's the fact that sa beicha lo sasa by tzitzis, I don't have any kasha. Why was the Torah matter Big Day Kahuna the sa beicha lo sasa?
So Rabbi said he only once he said dechia did he have the question. Well, how come you're not learning it out from Big Day Kahuna? So how do we understand that part?
In the beginning, for some, we have a question. Well, that might be a question. Why did Tavis assume it's Hutra in the beginning? Okay. But Tavis in the beginning assumed it's Hutra. Right? Maybe we'll see what Shmuel said. I don't know. Tavis assumed it's Hutra. Then when Tavis answered, so we have a kasha. Why is Tavis and his Havin assume it's Hutra? Okay, it's a good question.
What's Hutra? Shoshana Tzitzis?
Big Day Kloim and Big Day Kahuna.
That might be a Gemara.
Thought it was Hutra. Tavis answers that it's not Hutra, it's Tachia. And then he asks the kasha, if it's Tachia, learn out from here, Essay Dechalal. So say, says you can't learn out because of Mitzvah, so the guy. Just like you couldn't learn out from Mitzvah Yibum. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, we're leaving Big Day Kahuna as the Chiyah. Because Tavis has to say it's the Chiyah in order to answer his first Kasha. Because Tavis Otherwise, tell you that his first kasha, whatever that is, then you whatever that his first kasha was. So Taisus is leaving that it's working through the system of the chia. So why is it that by yibum after we bring in mitzvah sobekah we switch to hutra, and by big day kahuna after we bring in mitzvah sobekah we remain the chia? So that's not shver. That's very good because we're saying by yibum once you bring in mitzvah sobekah you're left with a problem. Why is it mutter? Because we don't, mitzvah sobekach is not such a great svara, and ein esay daichad osay shesh bakares. But by kalayim big day kahuna, you could simply say it's mutter because esay daichad osay, and esay is daichad osay shein bakares. That's very good.
At the end of the day, I don't need the mitzvah sobekach. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, you don't need mitzvah sobekach. One second, they're right. Another is right. Now, you don't need it. It just that's just stopped that you couldn't learn it out.
Right.
Right. But at the end of the day, it's not relevant because even without because you, the ma'isa you could learn out big day kahuna from except that maybe what Shmuel was saying beginning of shir that by big day kahuna there's a special heter that you can wear it even not shas avoda. So that's why probably you need a pasuk. Yeah, in other words, you couldn't. Your big day kahuna cannot be learned out from kolayim and tzitzis because you're allowed to wear it even shalom b'shas avayda.
So then you'll need hutra, though, right?
What?
Then you'll need hutra for big day.
No, Taivis says. Taivis clearly says at the end of the day, it's working through the chia. So I don't know. And obviously, even that can be the chia. But we're just saying that there's no problem. There's no stira. So in other words. We're answering Taivis and Afchav that at the once at the very end, once you come you come up with this farm, it's also bekach, and you tell us that you can't learn out the chia, then you switch to hutra, but that's only by yivam because we have a daichik. Why is it mad mutter? There's no logical reason to be mutter. Ain't essay daichlas and shesh bakares. And this farm is also mikach is a daichik svara. But by big day kahuna, where you could say it's mutter because essay daichlas and shesh bakares. So there's no reason to come out to hutra. So we don't come out to hutra. So it stays with the dechia.
But the mitzvah is big day kahuna is something which you need to have the shatnas in order to do the mitzvah. Similarly, you need to be an eshes ach in order to have the mitzvah of yibum.
Nice.
Structurally, if one is working through hutra, the other one should be working through hutra. Why should one working through hutra and one should be hutra?
Because of the chedrin that we said, it works out. Because the fact that you need is not relevant. We said that the only svara. Mitzvah sobekach is only coming, serving one function. It's coming to say that you can't learn out from here to anywhere else. Okay, that's all mitzvah sobekach does.
By big day kuna.
By big day kuna and by yibum. That's all mitzvah sobekach does. It just says it's a pircha. You want to learn out from here to anywhere else. You can't because mitzvah sobekach. But it's not a defining factor that defines what it is. It happens to have a factor mitzvah sobekach, which makes it you can't learn out.
And by
yibum, we have a hechrok to say hutra, and by big day kuna, we don't have a hechrok to say hutra.
Because I say is deichelos to say
what?
Because I say is deichelos to say.
Because it's only a los to say over there by big day kuna, and essay is deichelos to say yes. So it works out very nicely because it's since it's only an essay a los to say. And we know essay is daichalos to say, so there's no real hechrok by big day kuna not to say it's working through essay daichalos to say.
Rebbe just comes out funny that if we according to this, if we had essay lo daichalos to say pshat, we didn't switch to daf chaf, then we would say gezer birushain ought to be a shnia. In other words,
wait, start again. I lost you.
Taisus on Daf Chaf says that only because of Hutra am I allowed to use Nas ish l'chol davar to get to the second bia. That means if we were working in the first system that we thought originally, we couldn't use nas ish l'chol davar.
We were using the first system of what Taivis is having in on daf gimel.
Right. In other words, according to Taisa Daf Chaf, if you're using Asay Doich Eloise, say we don't have a right to use Nasesh L'chol Davar.
Well, I don't know about that, because just the opposite. The Nasesh L'chol Davar is learned from a pasuk, so it will be muchroch that Nasesh L'chol Davar applies even by the Chia cases.
But
therefore, we would have to extend Nasesh L'chol Davar even to our monarch going Gadol.
Tesla Kuba says the reason why we don't is because we're using Hutra. The reason why we can't use it, right? That's Tesla's Lashon, right? The reason why we can't use Nasa Choldava by Manu Kohen Gadol is because that goofa works through Hutra.
Not because by Yibam, where the Torah said Nasa Choldava, it works through Hutra. But if Yibam wouldn't have worked through Hutra, then we would have been an indication. The Nasik Ishkol Dover applies even by Techia.
And then we would have been stuck by Amon HaKohen Gadol.
Then we would have said, Enochinami would say, by Amon HaKohen Gadol also, Nasik Ishkol Dover be a Shnia Pasha.
I mean, Daf Gimel would be a Kasha on Amon HaKohen Gadol.
I don't know if Daf Gimel. Tavis never had a Havamina that we do this. Tavis is only asking, why don't we do this? It's not like Tavis and Daf Gimel actually thought that we learned out from here. Essay Dorchalot Hashesh Bekarech Bekarech.
Maybe saying with Muchruch that we had a switch. Tosis at the end of the day, whatever Svara was switched, and the only way he in that system, Lemaisa, that's a system at the end of the day, right? Hutra Nasa Shluchol Davar. Essay Dorchalot says if we were working through Essay Dorchalot says,
okay.
I think Rabbi Shmuel said
you know that our PM is we don't work. Tosis is only asking a question. How did the Gemara? Why did the Gemara say this? Because this would be the pashtus. But at the end of the day, we don't. It's not right. David never challenged on that gimbal that the end of the day should be different.
I'm saying, according to Daf Chaf right now, if we have a Seder Chalais, I say, according to us, if we have a system, would we allow be a Shnia?
If my mother was a car, and if we had the system that Yibam worked through as Seder Chalais and Sheish Bakari, then Chai Be'lav and would be mother be a Shnia.
So why by Big Day Kahuna is he allowed to keep wearing it if you're working through a Seder Chalais essay? According to this logic, it shouldn't goof and work out. Tysus at the end
time. I don't know. Maybe like so you said, then maybe that's why you need a special posse. I don't know.
I was talking to Havamida. I didn't think that at the end of the day, Tysus says there's mitzvah bekach, and now using mitzvah bekach, somehow that's going to give me a green light. Taisa seems to be, when you have mitzvah bekach, the Seder Chalais say, it seems to be stuck. You don't get a green light to go to the next step. And say in the maskana.
I don't know if that's so. I don't think it's so. In other words, that's the thing, that by the Big Day Kuna, you can even wear it, even Shlo Big Day at the time. Taisa clearly says, on that, hey, the Big Day Kuna is working through the system of Essay Daichalos is saying, not working through the system of Hutra. So you have to say that something like Rabbi Elchanan, that the Hutra is so strong that it's even out there, Shalom Makom Mitzvah. Because we want you to be able to do it, the Mitzvah in Makom Mitzvah, the Hutra, not the Hutra, the Techiah. The Techiah of Essay Daichalos is saying, is able to be daicha even shalom b'makom mitzvah. Okay, that's a chiddush, but that's what Taiva says. I can't help that. I can help that. All right, what is anyone else something to say or forever hold your peace? You know.
Is Rebbe working with Nundalad or not?
What?
Is Rebbe trying to answer Nundalad?
Nundalad, I don't think it's fair because Nundalad is just saying that Taibis is just saying that Essay Daich, the Ain Svara Lomar, the Sir of the Chaibar, the Sashi, but called Lomar, the Dochil also say, Shrikar. So, I mean, Taibis says he loved the Bukha Kra. Okay, you know, there's a Lushin. And that's the way I would have to say it. It's not Mistava to say that. And it's also not Mr. Abbott to say Hutra. But Taibis is saying the wrong point. Now, the Tavis should have said, he should have said, at the best thing, he should have said both. The Nom is Tavis, Sheboah, Kosev, Loma, Dossi, Dochi, Esse, Medochi, also say, Shesh, Bekaris. And it's also Nom is Tavis to say, Hutra. So, but Tavis instead picks on Esse, Jodo, Shesh, Bekaris. So that's the wrong one, because at the end of the day, the Svar of Hutra is more Mistavra than the Svar of Esse Dachalata Shesh Bakares, because we don't want to say there's an exception. So Tavis Lashon is Shver. Now, it's a Kasha and his Lashon, which is a good Kasha. That Tavis should have said, since the Taichap in Yibum is not Esse Dachalata Shesh Bakares, the Taichup in Yibum at the end of the day is Hutra. So Tavis should have said, "Did Amistarva Sheyabah Kosev Lomar Hutra?" Right, that's what Tavis should have said.
And Rabbi also mentioned the Tosfos on Chesam days. Isn't that Tosfos also Mashma that it's Dechir and not Hutra?
Why?
Because in his answer, he says, "Bi Ashniya Lo Tzricha Kra." Yeah.
Yeah.
But legabe, because it's a svara. But to be daicha chai v'lavin, that it wouldn't do in biashnia. He doesn't seem to be saying, he could have just said this is hutra and this is dechia.
What is he saying?
I'm not sure what he's saying, but it would have just been much easier.
I think the Tosfos Yeshanim seems to be saying it as the idea of Hutra versus Dechia. This is not the real Tavis Yeshanim. This is just someone cut it out. So we can look at the real Tavis Yeshanim, but it could be because there's no pasuk for Hutra, which according to Tosfos. Without the pasuk, the Vishniya Lo Tzricha Kra, historically say that. Okay, let me look. Let me look at this. Okay, all right. So we'll have to look at this. And we'll see. I don't know what'll be next week. We'll see if you want to continue or start something new. We'll figure it out. I don't know. Okay, Yeshikaya. So I have to look at that David and that class. I'm not really into it. But I'll have to look at the Tavis. You don't know the Tavis Yeshanim. They say that Tavis Yeshanim did not write on Tosfos. Tavis Yeshanim is a separate sefer that some editor cut out the pieces and pasted them on Tosfos. But if you really want
the one on the Gemara is really a mistake.
What the editor did when Tosfos Yeshanim said something different than Tosfos, so he cut it out and he put it on Tosfos. But not that Tavis Yeshanim wrote his piece on Tosfos. So very often it's misleading because the guy cut it out and it could be that the printer got it right and really the Tavis Yeshanim himself gives Tavis his answer. You have to look inside. But
the
point
of these are all the pieces where Tosfos Yeshanim is sort of like Tosfos, but not Mamish, and then all those pieces are left out.
Right.
Like,
so
you see the actual.
But we have
the actual safer with
the real safer Tavis Yeshanim.
Yeah. I have it with the
printed. It was printed, I think, by Tells or something. I don't know. I think Tells printed it. No. I don't know. We have the safer. Yeshiva has it here. Tavis Yeshanim on Yuvamis. So we can look it up. But, okay.
Accessible swarm review or the not accessible swarm?
Well, this one happens to be accessible. Some are and some aren't. The Yevamis swarm mostly are accessible. These are the new ones. The old ones are not. But the old ones are we put away. But the newer ones, they bought new ones. So, but the non-Yevamis Masakta swarm are not accessible. Okay, Yeshikayach, everyone. Okay,
thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.